Alexander Mueller, you're Assistant Director General for Natural Resources and the Environment at the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. And we're here to talk about the high-level conference on world food security. The title alone says a great deal, the challenges of climate change and bioenergy. And factor into that also the recent rise in food prices. Why has this combination of factors inspired a summit at this time?
Agriculture has to face unprecedented challenges. World food prices are at its highest level since 30 years, and we have to face complete new challenges. Climate change will change the way we are producing, and there's an increasing demand for bioenergy. So if we want to solve the problems of hungry people in the world, we have to bring together world food security, high prices, and the challenges of climate change and bioenergy.
You're bringing together many people at this summit, heads of state, civil society, NGOs, private sector. Thousands of people will be here for this summit. What do you reasonably expect to come out of the summit by the end of the week?
First of all, the very high number of people attending this conference and the very high level of attendance demonstrates very clear we have a problem in world food security. And I'm really happy that several heads of states and heads of government will attend this meeting to demonstrate we have to find a solution and we have to take action. We have to join in action. What we want to achieve is we want to have a declaration which makes a long-term commitment for investment in agriculture and which makes a commitment for urgent, immediate action. So we have to bring together short-term measures and mid- and long-term commitment. And this can only be done on an international level.
You talk about a declaration, then you talk about taking concrete action. Now, FAO has repeatedly called for action in the past, greater investment in agriculture to ease overall increases in food prices. Yet more people than ever are going hungry, according to the statistics. So how can that step from declaration to action be taken differently? How can the international community do things differently? Mm.
We are in a complete new situation. As you can see over the last months, we have new vulnerabilities. Poor people in the city who are not able to buy enough food, they are protesting. We have riots in the streets. We have social problems in several countries. And we know that governments are aware of it. So this is an urgent need to really invest more in agriculture. FAO has called for more investment over several years. But there was not enough international commitment. We did not invest enough. Now there's an urgent need, and bringing together food security, soaring food prices, climate change and bioenergy is an opportunity to really start again and to invest more.
What about climate change? How can agriculture help to mitigate the impact of climate change?
Agriculture is both contributing to climate change by greenhouse gas emissions, and at the same time, we are negatively affected. Production will go down in the lower latitudes when average temperature increase. At the same time, agriculture can be part of the solution because agriculture has the potential to sequester carbon in soils and in plants. So if we change the way we produce, if we do it in a more environmentally friendly way, we can feed more people and we can be part of the solution. So the challenge of climate change means we need to adapt urgently. There is a potential for mitigation, and agriculture has to be high on the agenda of the international climate change negotiations.
We're also getting various messages about bioenergy. You mentioned agriculture, the benefits, and some of the difficulties. We hear that bioenergy is good for the environment, good for fuel prices, at the same time that it could be bad for food production and food prices. So how do you strike the balance?
What we see is that there is an increasing need for more food, and at the same time, there's an increasing need for more energy. And agriculture could produce energy, and at the same time, agriculture depends on energy input. So bioenergy could be part of the solution if we do it in the right way. This means we have to produce bioenergy in a sustainable way and in a way which does not affect negatively food security. One of the main challenges of this conference is to find a way ahead, an international dialogue, to really find a commitment how to produce bioenergy in a sustainable way without having negative impact on food security. This will be a very difficult task, but we are making progress in the preparation of this conference.
Do you feel that it will be difficult to reach consensus, or simply, again, going from that declaration of will, of common goals, to taking action, concrete action?
First of all, we have to make a very clear distinction. Biofuels are not biofuels. It depends very much on the feedstocks they are produced of. It depends on the regions where they are produced. So we have to look at this very complex issue in a very differentiated way. What we want to achieve is that we have a shared analysis of the opportunities and of the possible risks of bioenergy, that we have a common understanding that production of bioenergy should not have negative impact on food security. And on this basis, we can go ahead to find out how to produce bioenergy in a way that poor people benefit from the production of bioenergy. This is a unique opportunity to start this process, but this is only the first step.
FAO is involved on so many different levels in addressing the issue of food production and also climate change, bioenergy. But can you think of examples of programs that do work that you would like to see expanded or used as examples of how to proceed?
FAO is involved in disaster risk management. And if we take the example of Bangladesh, FAO, together with the farmers, together with the local government, is involved in preparing this country to better react and to prevent the risks of disasters. If we link this to climate change, we have learned our lessons and we can prepare adaptation strategies. So out of our experience over the last years, we can develop close with the farmers, close with the local authority, strategies to better adapt to climate change. And FAO is an organization with a broad variety of technical expertise. And if we bring this expertise together, I really think we can support the people.
Obviously, you've already stressed that this is a difficult situation, you say to some extent unprecedented. From your point of view as a professional, someone who's worked in this field and for this organization for a while, what is your, just seeing it as an individual and a professional, what is your impression of how serious things have become?
I think the impact of climate change cannot be overestimated. We will see over the next years that the poorest people will suffer the most as a result of emissions in the industrialized countries. So we have to think in a global way. We have to work together, and I think we have to support poor people in order to better adapt to climate change. If we don't start doing it now, it will be too late.